For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The winter in Wisconsin seems to be swinging wildly between snowstorms and spring-like warmth, and now health experts say the real danger this season may be how quickly people are letting their guard down. Dr. Chris Kernich is an infectious disease physician and professor at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. He says it's important to stay vigilant around your health during what's already an unpredictable winter. Kernich says fluctuating temperatures can make it harder for people to recognize when they're getting sick. One day calls for a winter coat while the next feels warm enough for shorts. Those rapid changes can stress the body while respiratory viruses quietly spread. For those feeling under the weather ahead of holiday travel or family gatherings, staying home is sometimes the most caring choice. Dr. Kernich is urging people to pay attention to warning signs like fever, worsening cough, shortness of breath, fatigue, or symptoms that linger longer than expected. Those are signals to test, stay home, or talk with a doctor, not to power through. Vaccination remains one of the most effective tools, Kernich says, but Wisconsin's uptake is lagging. According to state data, flu vaccination rates remain low across much of the state, including major population centers like Milwaukee and Dane County. Kernich also addresses growing questions around RSV, a respiratory virus that can be especially dangerous for older adults and people with underlying conditions. RSV has received more attention in recent years, but Kernich stresses that it's not a political issue. This is a public health one. And while winter will continue to deliver surprises, Kernich says the basics still matter. Vaccinations, hydration, rest, and listening to your body. The tools to stay healthy are well known. The challenge, he says, is remembering to use them. The holiday season is a time for giving and gathering, but for many, it also brings financial stress. Between gifts, decorations, and festive meals, it's easy to overspend and start the new year overloaded with debt. According to a recent survey of over 4,000 consumers across income groups, 58% consider holiday gift shopping to be stressful, and 77% usually feel frustrated while shopping online. But with a little planning and discipline, you can enjoy the holidays without sacrificing your financial health. During the holidays, you may be tempted with last-minute purchases. Resist the urge. If it's not on your list, skip it. After the holidays, you can realize you have overspent. Don't panic. Take action. Here are some tips. Pay more than your minimum on your credit cards whenever possible. Paying only the minimum can trap you in debt for decades. Focus on paying off debts with highest interest rates. Although paying off the small balance may feel satisfying and may start you off with a win. The bottom line is the holidays should bring joy, not financial regret. If you are concerned about your finances but not sure where to start, contact financial coach Bev Dahl, UW-Madison Division of Extension, Human Development and Relationship Educator for Grant County at beverly.dahl@wisc.edu or call 608-723-2125 to walk through ideas and options to create a budget, keep up with bills, pay down debt, plan for big expenses, and other personal finance topics free of charge. You may also visit finances.extension.wisc.edu for additional financial resources. Governor Tony Evers has extended the energy emergency in the state of Wisconsin. Due to persistent challenges caused by a pipeline disruption within the Midwestern Pipeline Distribution System, coupled with high demand for residential heating fuel, including heating oil and propane, the executive order will support the efficient delivery of these products throughout the state. According to the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin's Office of Energy Innovation, multiple suppliers report continued challenges with having to drive further distances to collect needed products. The order extends the waiver of certain state and federal hours of service and adds a waiver to state weight limit restrictions, allowing suppliers to get caught up from the pipeline and weather-related delays. The waiver remains in effect through January 16th, or as long as drivers transporting residential heating fuel are responding to the emergency, whichever is shorter. A bill to delist the gray wolf in Wisconsin has passed the U.S. House. The legislation introduced by Republican Congressman and candidate for governor Tom Tiffany delists the gray wolf from the Endangered Species Act, prevents endless lawfare from overturning the decision, and restores authority to state lawmakers and wildlife officials to responsibly manage gray wolf populations. The Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association applauded the passage, saying it marks a step forward to protect the state's cattle population. A business closure will likely put 80 people out of a job in central Wisconsin next year. The Prince Corporation of Marshfield went into receivership last week and notified the Department of Workforce Development, saying it will close next year if it can't find a buyer. The company distributes farm and garden supplies. Prince is one of Marshfield's longest-running companies, originally founded in 1886. A Wisconsin woman who almost killed her sixth-grade classmate to please the fictional Slender Man has been ordered back to a state psychiatric hospital after she escaped from her group home last month. A judge today granted state officials' request to revoke her release privileges. Geyser and her friend Anissa Weyer attacked their classmate in 2014, hoping to impress Slender Man. Both were then committed to mental health facilities. Geyser was conditionally released in September, but fled with a companion. Police arrested them outside Chicago. Geyser's companion said they became friends at church and saw each other daily. One of the defense attorneys for Judge Hannah Dugan says they plan to ask a federal judge to throw out her guilty verdict. Steve Biskupic, a former U.S. attorney, told the Upfront program that he believes the jury may have been confused by the judge's instructions. Dugan was convicted of a felony obstruction charge but cleared of a misdemeanor. Biskupic says the challenge will focus on whether the jurors got clear guidance on key questions during deliberations. A person was injured in a one-vehicle crash. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that on Monday morning at approximately 2 o'clock, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified of a crash on Coon Prairie Road in the town of Viroqua. The caller reported that a person was laying on the ground near a vehicle that left the roadway. The injured person was transported to Vernon Health by Lafarge Area Ambulance. Also responding to the scene with the Sheriff's Office were the Westby Police Department, Viroqua Fire Department, and Westby EMS. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Packers prepare for Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. It's the Packers and the Ravens. 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Now, the Packers lost another tight end last week. John Fitzpatrick, who had taken over for Tucker Kraft. He suffered a season-ending torn Achilles tendon in that loss to the Bears. The Packers have two candidates on the practice squad who could play tight end. One is Drake Dabney, an undrafted rookie. The other, second-year man McCallum Castles, who has spent time with the Eagles, Chargers, and Rams. They would be the backups to tight end Luke Musgrave.
Yeah, they're both really, really good players, hardworking players. I think anybody in that tight end room would is going to go out there and play with great effort, be a good representation of us.
Green Bay has clinched a playoff spot thanks to the Vikings defeating the Lions 23-10 in Minnesota yesterday. Detroit with six turnovers in the game. After a day off for Christmas at home, the Bucks back on the road tonight in Memphis to play the Grizzlies. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little fog this morning, then mostly cloudy today with a high right around 42 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, more fog and cloud cover. Our low dropping to the low 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.